Well, it's a Friday morning.
We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. On this Friday, Alan, a tragic story to report. A man armed with a shotgun, as many papers are reporting, and with a bitter history with the Maryland newspaper, stormed into the newsroom of the Capital Gazette, killing 5 staff members, injuring 2 others, and prompting law enforcement agencies across the country to provide protection at the headquarters of media organizations.
Well, yes, David, there are many reporters around the world who have given up their lives because of their professions. Newspapers are often seen as places, well, for want of a better word, demented people to work out their frustrations because they are sure that there is either some conspiracy going on or because somebody has wronged them. This is a terrible situation. And all of us, and I mean all of us, have to be very concerned about safety. But it's much more, of course, than newspapers. You take these beautiful little children who've been wiped out at schools, teachers who have been heroic in trying to protect their students, and people who really are seriously disturbed and who need to be put away forever and ever. And to say the least, guns need to be stopped in this country. Too many people have them, and people who have no business being anywhere near a gun are allowed to do that. Now, we're a nation that has always solved problems. There are ways to do this. There are implications, of course, for individual civil liberty. But on the other hand, the ultimate civil liberty is one's life and not being maimed by some, as I said before, demented person. Now, there will be people who say, don't pick on the demented to me. I'm so sorry. This is not debatable as far as I'm concerned. This is the time when we really have to figure out how to do this and do it as protectively of people's civil rights as possible, but do it.
Looks like the president is going to do it in terms of a summit. President Trump plans to meet with President Putin in Finland on July 16th for one-on-one talks. And the Times is editorializing today, Alan, the headline, Trump and Putin, best frenemies forever. When they sit down together, it will be a meeting of kindred spirits. That's a problem.
That is a problem, David. It's scarier than hell. We have the top intelligence people in this country saying the Russians meddled in our most basic right, our right to elect in a democracy. And we have the President of the United States who, for some mysterious reason, continues to talk about how he believes Putin had nothing to do with it. It's disgusting. I think it is the basis, potentially, of any impeachment that comes along, that there was relationships between the president and his people and Putin in the very beginning, and that they have some kind of hold on top of him. It's really awful.
The Supreme Court, Anthony Kennedy retiring. 2 avenues for stories on this, Alan. One being John Roberts becoming the ultimate swing vote, and something you mentioned yesterday, the senators who really matter here, which is Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski.
I don't think there's any question. Now is the time for profile and courage. I think Collins will be protected by her voters. I think they're a hardy group of people in Maine who really do understand what it is to have integrity and to be a profile in courage. I'm depending on her because I think that she's one sure vote. Murkowski is another whole story. The question now becomes, what do people want more? Do they want to have senator for another 6 years on their tombstone? Or do they want to go down in history as somebody who saved the Republic?
Finally, Alan, the executive director of the Berkshire Museum has stepped down. This is Van Shields, who joined the organization in 2011, was one of the architects of the museum's controversial art sale plan to fund a renovation and endowment. And, of course, that move was immediately controversial. The story went international. And wondering what you're thinking about all of this morning.
First of all, I believe that the Berkshire Eagles, Larry Parnas, I've always believed this deserves a Pulitzer for the work that he's done on this. He's uncovered it. He's gone to South Carolina. He saw the same pattern by Mr. Shields down there in terms of his recommendations for that museum. He had to hotfoot it out of there. He's been here. This board of trustees of the Berkshire Museum has really messed it up so that they've been vilified not only by people in Berkshire County, but they've been called to task by art organizations of great importance around the country. And yet they still go on, put their heads in the sand, and continue to insist that they are right. Well, of course, time will tell. But in the meantime, we don't know whether Shields was forced out. They are saying he was not. He is saying he was not, but it does look very, very suspicious, and it doesn't look good for the museum.
our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Take care in the heat this weekend, everyone, and enjoy. We'll be back on Monday.
You bet.